Chapter 10. The future of service conveniences with AI. The fifth area AI is being pitched to create a so-called utopian life of convenience beyond our wildest dreams, is that AI will serve our every need. That's right. You see, there is one drawback with all this AI controlling all of our shopping, as we saw in the last chapter. I still have to get off the couch and put the stuff away, be it in the fridge or the closet. Again, the inhumanity of it all. Who's got time for that? So, wouldn't it be great if someone could do it all for me, in this lazy culture? Well hey, your wish is AI's command. Now you can have your very own service robots, custom tailored for your last day's selfish lazy culture. But don't take my word for it. Let's go back to our text that reminds us of this lazy convenience culture trap.
2 Timothy 3:1-5. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with them.
Now, as we already saw, this text tells us that one of the major characteristics of the last day's society would be what? It's going to be a society filled with absolute unadulterated wickedness. People would be selfish, greedy, boastful, prideful, abusive, disobedient, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, out of control, brutal, evil, treacherous, rash, and conceited. And every single one of those wicked behaviors is not only commonplace in our society, right now, but it all stems from what? A love of self. People in the last days would be lovers of themselves. And, they would be lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. So, here is the point. This has led to what we are seeing today, where the average person on the planet is now desiring every possible way to please themselves in as many different ways as possible, i.e. live a life of convenience. And AI has stepped into this last day's desire to provide a so-called utopian level of convenience, not only in our homes and our shopping, but even in the area of service, and I mean every need that can be served. Because again, who has time to get off the couch, let alone go outside their house and get something, right? And besides, if we are honest, these smart home systems that they say will do everything for us, they're not always what they're cracked up to be. They can actually malfunction and mess things up big time, like this guy found out.
First example, it's early in the morning. A man comes bouncing down the stairs to begin his morning routine before going to work. He speaks to his AI assistant and says, smoothie. AI assistant, making smoothie. Man, calendar. AI assistant, your meeting's today, dentist appointment at 9:30. Man, fire off. AI assistant, fire off. The fireplace is turned off. Man, open door. AI assistant, door open. He walks out the door and gets in his car and heads to the dentist. Since he is having work done today, the dentist has to shoot his mouth full of Novocaine. With his mouth all swelled up, he decides to go back home. He gets to the front door and says, "Oh, fan door," but the door won't open. AI assistant, wrong voice command. Again, he says, "Oh, fan door." AI assistant, wrong voice command. Now it is raining, and he is getting soaking wet. Once again, he says, "Oh, fan door." AI assistant, repeat command. His mouth hurts and he doesn't have the patience for this. He yells it out one more time. Now he is angry. This time the AI assistant picks up on what he is trying to say. Play on the floor. The music comes on and it is party time in the house. Now, while he is yelling at his front door, a neighbor walks by and calls out, "Hey, Aaron." He replies, "Hey, Miriam." He is so embarrassed. Neighbor, is everything all right? While he is still trying to communicate with his door, she goes to her front door, puts in the key, the door opens, and she goes inside, out of the rain. Second example, another man is up early to start his day with exercise. Man, open door. AI assistant, door open. Man, radio on. AI assistant, playing radio. Man, lights. AI assistant, lights on. Man, protein shake. AI assistant, making protein shake. He gets on his treadmill and says, New York. AI assistant, loading New York. Set speed. Man, 4. AI assistant, 4. He proceeds to take a virtual walk through a New York park at the speed of 4. Man, 6. AI assistant, 6. He is walking a little faster, but not too fast so he can continue drinking his smoothie. Unfortunately, the radio is playing a song that suddenly says the word, 16. AI assistant, 16. Now, he is moving, and the last swallow of his smoothie didn't go down the right pipe. He is gasping for breath and is trying to tell the AI assistant to slow down to 4 again. But her reply is, error. The AI assistant recognizes his request of 4 and starts to slow it down, but the song again sings, only 16. Man, no. Not 16, 4. The neighbor walks past his window, and she sees he is struggling. Neighbor, Martin? Hello? Man, hi, Miriam. He keeps running, he is trying to tell his AI assistant to stop but instead of stopping he is starting to run uphill. No. Down. He says. AI assistant, lights down. Now he is running in the dark. A commercial comes on the radio, talking about the summer of 69. AI assistant, 69. World record. You are breaking the world record. He screams, stop. AI assistant, stopping. With his neighbors next door watching all this, the machine stops suddenly, he flies off the machine and the machine falls over on the floor.
Yeah, I think I will stick with my low-tech doors and stuff. But as you can see, there are lots of potential mishaps that can go wrong with these AI smart home systems, right? Talk about messing up your convenience. So, obviously, wouldn't it be great if you had somebody following you around everywhere you went, like a servant serving you wherever you go, making sure your life of convenience never gets messed up like that? Well, hey, once again, your wish is AI's command. AI service robots have come to your rescue. Believe it or not, just in case your smart home system goes awry and malfunctions on you, or you might be tempted to actually leave the house or get off that couch, AI service robots are here to serve your every need. And I wanted to demonstrate a few of those with you. The first type of AI service robot that you can have, right now, to maintain your life of utopian convenience, is robot hotels.
Narrator, these hotels in Japan are run almost entirely by robots. Dinosaur robot, welcome to the Henna Hotel. If you want to check in, please press 1. Narrator, each one is called Henna Hotel. Translated to English it means weird hotel. There are currently 2 of these robot-run hotels. One in Nagasaki and one in Tokyo. The hotels are owned by low-cost travel agency HIS Company. They want to open 100 hotels over the next few years. There are about 140 robots working at each hotel. Dinosaur robots run the check-in desk. Each room has an AI robot called Tapia. It can do things like turn on the TV. In the future, Tapia can make suggestions to guests. The trash robot looks just like a trash can. The bellhop cart runs by itself. Narrator, Kaimaikan. A small robot sitting on the end table in the hotel room. Kaimaikan, what is it? Narrator, turn off the lights. Kaimaikan, turning off the lights. Narrator, and the lights are off. Hotel operations, things will be different in the future. But in 5 to 10 years, this kind of hotel will spread all over the world. Narrator, rooms start at $138 per night.
That's right. Because, who has time to check into a hotel, let alone unpack all your stuff and find your room when you get there, right? I mean, why not let AI hotel service robots provide the service for you? Wow. What a bargain. Talk about convenient. I can have a robot dinosaur check me in, and a robot bellhop take my luggage to the room, and a robot egg-looking thing turn on my TV or another robot turns off the lights. Isn't this great? Who doesn't want to have this kind of AI service, huh? Talk about convenient. The second type of AI service robot that you can have right now, to maintain your life of utopian convenience, is robot housekeepers. That's right. I mean, wouldn't it be great to have that same kind of service you just saw in the hotel, right in your very own home? Somebody to always serve your every whim, cleaning up after you, wherever you go? Talk about convenience, right? Well, hey, worry no more. AI housekeeping robots provide that kind of service for you as well.
Jeremy Ma, Senior Manager, TRI Robotics. Here at TRI, we are developing several new capabilities that we believe will lead robots to assist and empower people in their homes. We are also developing mobile manipulations that allows the robot to move about the home and learn a wide variety of tasks from a human teacher. Robot, which object shall I put away? Jeremy Ma, cup. And the robot puts the cup in the cabinet. Jeremy Ma, performing tasks in homes is extremely challenging for robots. Each home is unique with a large number of objects arranged in different configurations. So, rather than try to program a robot to do a specific set of tasks, like an assembly line robot, our robot can learn new skills from a human teacher. We teach the robot in parameters that is part of a set of safe behaviors and that's robust to a changing environment. For example, we can teach a robot how to open the refrigerator. We show the robot where to place its gripper, how to hook the handle, and also how hard to push. We can teach the robot about what objects in the scene are important or what parts of an object are important. Whether the object is a bottle or the refrigerator handle. Whichever the object is, wherever the object is, we can teach the robot how to handle it. It can move its body around like a person in a very large workspace. It automatically configures its posture to perform the behavior being specified. We leverage machine learning techniques to enable the robot to learn from a single demonstration. The robot is trained to recognize simple audio commands and associate those with the ears. Robot, where shall I put the object? Narrator, cabinet. The robot does not need to build a global map of the home, but rather it can navigate like a person. It chooses what actions to take based on its visual memory of what it has learned. Ultimately, as one robot learns a task in a home, all robots benefit collectively. And once one robot learns that skill, it can pass that skill on to other robots. We call this fleet learning.
I call it, getting me a house full of these babies. George Jetson, eat your heart out. Talk about convenience, here I come. This is awesome. This maid robot gets my drinks for me, cleans the floor, puts the dishes away, and even takes care of the dog. I mean, wow, all that is left is a robot that cooks my food for me. Well, hey, your wish is AI's command. The third type of AI service robot that you can have, right now, to maintain your life of utopian convenience, is robot chefs. See what this baby can do for you. Ladies, get ready to cry.
Narrator, after a long day in the office, it's not always easy to motivate yourself to cook a proper meal when you get home. Instead of reaching for the saucepan, many opt for the quicker and easier option of takeout or ready meals. Many of which are not exactly healthy or particularly nutritious. But what if you could have a handy robotic assistant in the kitchen, ready to whip you up a gourmet meal whenever you desire? That is the dream of Molly Robotics, a London-based company that has developed a prototype robot chef, designed for the home. Unveiled at Germany's Hanover's Domestic Technology Fair. The machine consists of two remarkably dexterous robotic arms installed on top of the cooking area, complete with knobs, a sink, and an oven. The robot is sophisticated and with fully articulated hands that were created by Shadow Robot Company, another London-based firm whose products are used all over the world, included by NASA. The machine comes with a library of thousands of recipes, a dishwasher, and a refrigerator. This means you not only will not have to cook or prep for yourself, but you won't even have to clean up afterwards. You'll even be able to control it remotely by using an app, meaning you can order your dish to be ready when you get home.
Talk about a convenience. This robot chef not only cooks for you, with thousands of gourmet dishes, but it even does the dishes for you on top of all that. Can you believe it? No more cleanup. Hoo-hoo. Sign me up, right? Yeah. In fact, speaking of cleanup, that leads us to the next one. The fourth type of AI service robot that you can have right now, to maintain your life of utopian convenience, is robot pet. You see, another big pain we have to deal with in life is our pets. I mean, it's great to have them, yeah, I get that, but you have to feed them, groom them, play catch with them, clean up after their messes, and on it goes. I mean, they're so needy, those pet thingamajigs, right? But hey, wouldn't it be great if you could have all the benefits of a pet without all the hassle that comes with them, you know what I'm saying? Well hey, once again, AI to the rescue. How about a robot dog? There are no messes to clean up after that kind of pet, and it can do so much more. Let's take a look at just one example.
These robot dogs are produced by Boston Dynamics. This video shows us how the robot dog can open the door to go outside and lets the other robot dogs out also. It walks around the yard, back into the house, goes under the table, and into the kitchen. When it gets in the kitchen, it puts the dirty dishes into the dishwasher, the empty cans into the trash, and then takes a fresh cold can of pop to its owner, who is sitting on the couch reading the newspaper.
And it even brings me a beverage. Not even my wiener dog can do that. But did you see that? This robot dog lets itself out the door, I don't have to take it for a walk, it can do that on its own, and there's no messes. Come on. In fact, it even cleaned up my messes in the kitchen. Does it get any better than that? This is amazing. Which leads us to the next type. The fifth type of AI service robot that you can have right now, to maintain your life of utopian convenience, is Robot Family Assistant. You see, we don't just need assistance with our cleaning and cooking and our pets, but we desperately need assistance with our families, right? I mean, come on, everybody is so stinking busy today, who's got time to manage their families, right? Talk about cramping our style. So hey, wouldn't it be great if we had a robot that could take care of all that as well? Well hey, worry no more. AI to the rescue. Now you can get your very own Jibo to manage all your family needs. Take a look at this one.
This is your house. This is your car. This is your toothbrush. These are your things. But these are the things that matter. Your family. And somewhere in between is this guy. Introducing Jibwa, the world's first family robot. Say hi, Jibwa.
Hi, Jibo.
Jibwa helps everyone out throughout their day. He is the world's best cameraman. While intelligently tracking the action around him, he can independently take videos or photos so you can put down your camera and be a part of the scene.
Jibo, take a picture.
He is a hands-free helper. You can talk to him and he will talk to you back, so you don't have to skip a beat.
Excuse me, Anne.
Yes, Jibo.
Melissa just called to remind you that she is picking you up in half an hour to go grocery shopping.
Thanks, Jibo.
He's an entertainer and educator through interactive applications. Jibwa can teach.
Let me in or else I will.
Huff?
And I'll.
Puff?
And I'll blow your house in. He blows the air and the sheets fall down. Hey, where did you go? She pulls the sheet down and there you are.
He is the closest thing to a real-life teleportation device. You can turn and look at whoever you want. With a simple tap of your finger.
Check out my turkey dinner, Mom.
I wish you wouldn't eat that.
And he's a platform, so his skills keep expanding. He'll be able to connect to your home.
Welcome home, Eric.
Hey, buddy. Will you order some takeout for me?
Sure thing. Chinese? As usual.
You know me so well. And even makes a great wingman.
You have a voice message. Ashley, you want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Ashley, hey, call me when you are home.
You better make that takeout for 2, Jibo.
We've dreamt of it for years, and now he's finally here. And he's not just an aluminum shell, nor is he just a 3-axis motor system. He's not even just a connected device, he's one of the family.
Shush, good night, Jibo.
Jibwa, this little bot of mine.
Yeah, get it? This little bot of mine. Who needs God anymore to assist your family when Jibo can do it all? It can take pictures, and it can order your food, keep track of your appointments and relationships and other family responsibilities, even be a companion for the kids, be a friend or buddy, you name it. It's like your very own R2-D2 in your own home. And what Star Wars fan wouldn't want that convenience, huh? Which brings us to the next type. The sixth type of AI service robot that you can have right now to maintain your life of utopian convenience is Robot Personal Assistant. You see, there's one drawback with that Jibo robot, it's stuck in one place, right? I mean, it's like R2-D2 but it can't get around like R2-D2. So, wouldn't it be great to have one of these kind of assistive robots able to follow you around wherever you go in the home, helping to fulfill all your responsibilities, so you can get back to your life of convenience? Well, hey, once again, worry no more. AI to the rescue. Now you can have a Jibo, if you will, with legs. Time to upgrade to Ido.
Narrator, meet Ido, the friendly home robot. Ido can do just about anything. Ido is an entertainment and learning hub. An interactive personal assistant. Your home manager. Managing your home monitoring and security, Ido checks to make sure the thermostat is always at the correct temperature. It's perfect in every way.
There are those big fat eyes looking at you again, inside or outside your home. But talk about R2-D2, eat your heart out. This is convenience. This guy can follow you around wherever you go, not to mention the whole family, teach the kids, be a companion, entertainer, control the home security system, lights, heating, cooling, you name it. This robot does it all. Does it get any better than this? Oh yes it does. And that leads us to the next type. The seventh type of AI service robot that you can have right now to maintain your life of utopian convenience is robot babysitter. Because how many times have you ran into this situation when you hire a physical, human, babysitter?
The mom and dad are leaving for a while and have left the children in the care of a teenage babysitter. They tell the little ones that they will be back soon. The babysitter closes the door, turns, and has a big smile on her face as she looks at the kids. Then she tells them,
"Babysitter, okay, kid, he's about 2 years old, I am overworked and underpaid, so you are going to be helping me out tonight."
That is when the baby in the bassinet starts to cry. But while the baby is crying, the babysitter is on the phone, twisting her hair. "Are you serious? No way. Hold on a minute." At that point she calls out to the 2 years old and says, "A little help here." A little later in the evening she is doing exercises in front of the TV and the 2 years old comes walking out of the hallway. She says, "Aren't you supposed to be in bed?" He uses sign language to tell her, "More milk please." She says, "I don't know what that means," and points him back into the bedroom. He gives her a dirty look and turns around and leaves. Now she is back on the phone again, not watching anything that the 2 years old is doing. Unfortunately, he has climbed upon a chair in the kitchen and is leaning over the back of the chair, ready to fall over and crack his head. She hears a noise outside and she sees the parents running to get back into the house to rescue the little boy about ready to fall. The babysitter hangs up the phone and runs to get both kids to meet them at the door. "Dad, oh, look at 'em, honey. I can't believe we missed our first babysitting experience. Oh well. I guess the video will have to do." He reaches up and takes down the camera that has been recording all her activities while they were gone. I don't think she will be babysitting there again.
Yeah, you know it's true. You hate to resort to that, but how do you protect your kids from this kind of irresponsibility? Talk about a hassle, an inconvenience. When will this ever end? Oh no. Well hey, worry no more. Put down that video camera, there's no need for that. Thanks to AI you can now have your very own babysitting robot that you can trust to do the right thing every single time.
Babysitting robot, hello everyone, my name is iPal, I'm a girl. CNBC, robot childcare is here. Meet iPal, a robot designed to be a child's companion or even a short-term childminder. It stands at a child-friendly 3 feet, allows parents to video chat via an in-chest tablet. iPal uses natural language to read stories and play games. It even uses autonomous learning, meaning it remembers your kids' likes and interests.
Wow. I can even do that. But hey, it makes total sense, right? You already have an iPhone and an iPad, why not get an iPal to watch your kids? Talk about convenient. Who has time for that anyway? Speaking of which, check out the next one. The eighth type of AI service robot that you can have right now to maintain your life of utopian convenience is robot elderly care. That's right, folks. In our rat race, fast-paced society, we not only don't have time to clean or cook or take care of our pets, let alone our family or kids anymore, but hey, who has time for the elderly, right? And yeah, I know, you feel guilty and all, and you don't want to be inconvenienced with all that icky emotional stuff, so hey, wouldn't it be great if you could have a robot that could take care of grandma and grandpa as well? Yeah, I'm being facetious there, But that really is the unfortunate attitude of our world today towards the elderly, as sick and unbiblical as it is. But hey, that's right, for those of you with that sinful mindset, worry no more. AI is here to rescue you from even that dilemma. Now you can get your very own personal robot for the elderly, to take care of them, so you don't have to, and get on with more important things in life.
83-year-old Bill has been living on his own for 7 years since his wife died. 1.2 million elderly people in the UK are chronically lonely. Narrator, this loneliness is a big problem among your generation. Bill, no one ever goes to see them, they never get to see no one. They might go down once a week, and that's their life, you know. Narrator, what if they had a robot for a companion? The University of Hertfordshire is programming robots to care for the elderly. Robot, you haven't drunk anything for 2 hours. Bill is testing them today. Bill, hello, Peppa. Peppa, hello, we could do this forever. After he repeated hello several times. Bill, I know we could. Dr. Joe Saunders, the elderly population is growing, and it is a real problem. And there are not enough young people to actually support that elderly population. So, there is this demographic time bomb. Peppa, do you want to dance with me? Bill, what dance? Peppa turns on the music and starts to move in response to the music. Bill is having fun waving his arms and pretending to be dance along with Peppa. Narrator, Bill is taken with her. So, I think there is potential if we can get them to talk properly with us, they could be a great companion to people. Bill, what else do you do? Dr. Joe Saunders, the robot can appear in many ways to be helpful, and it could well be that they could form a relationship with the empathic robots.
See? Now I don't have to even do that. Talk about a selfish, self-centered, lazy society. You're supposed to honor your mother and father, not let a robot take care of them. You better read the Ten Commandments. You're going to be in for a rude awakening come Judgment Day. But be that as it may, notice how they said they, the elderly, could even form an empathetic relationship with a robot. But hey, wait a minute, if it's good for them, i.e. the elderly, why not the rest of us? You know, those of us who don't have the time for a real relationship. Well hey, worry no more. Once again, AI to the rescue. The ninth type of AI service robot that you can have right now to maintain your life of utopian convenience is Robot Companion. You see, there's one drawback from forming a real live relationship with all these various robots we've seen so far. I mean, they are cool and all, and beat a sharp stick in the eye, getting all the various jobs done so I don't have to. Including providing a relationship or companionship for the kids or grandma and grandpa, but if I'm going to have a personal relationship with one of these things, boy, you better step it up here. They have got to be a whole lot more realistic than what we've seen so far. Right? I mean, who wants to form a relationship with a piece of plastic, right? Well hey, once again, hopefully you're starting to see a pattern. AI to the rescue. These robots are getting so lifelike now, it's getting really hard to tell them from a real human.
CNN reporter, these robots plunge deep into what is known as the uncanny valley. The feeling of revulsion when people are interacting with something that looks human but not quite. That's creepy. Robot, you feel comfortable talking to me? CNN reporter, I feel a little weird because there are things that make the android look incredibly human, like when you move the eyes, but then there are things that kind of give away the facade. Like the movement of the mouth, or the movement of the arms. The minute those things are fixed, it will be unbelievable. Erica, I don't need to take a break, or sleep. I can work for 24 hours. I won't complain about hard work.
Director, okay, let's roll.
Erica, hi, my name is Erica and I am an announcer for Nippon TV. CBSN reports, Erica was created at Osaka University, which is home to some of the world's advanced robotics. The researchers here specialize in developing humanoids, robots that closely resemble humans. Do you ever find yourself working in here and you freak out? Researcher, I am trying to make robots as real people. So why not have robot friends? CBSN reports, the nuclear family, husband and wife, two kids and a dog, but 5 years from now, husband and wife, one kid, one robot, and one dog. Is that a possibility? Researcher, why not? CBSN reports, this researcher envisions a time when humanoids will substitute for humans in any role. He believes that humanoids can only reach their full potential when humans see and treat the robots just like they would any other human being. Researcher, in European cultures they always try to separate, but in Japan's culture, we don't want to distinguish among people, or humans and robots. They can be a new kind of human, right? CBSN reports, he has succeeded in creating robots that look and move like humans, but that is just the beginning. He's giving them a full range of capabilities that can help them to behave and learn like humans.
Whoa. So much for Jibo or Ido. R2-D2 eat your heart out. That's not just lifelike, but think about it, from the selfish, self-centered, lazy person's point of view. This is the ultimate personal companion, right? I mean, they don't talk back, they don't whine or complain, they don't take breaks, they don't argue, and they're always pleasant, and they're getting pretty pleasant looking, huh? I mean, all that's left is, you know, the intimate side of relationships, right? But come on, they're not going that far with robots, are they? Unfortunately, they are. As wicked as that sounds, that too is already being done by our selfish, self-centered society. Which leads us to the next unfortunate one. The 10th type of AI service robot that you can have right now to maintain your life of utopian convenience is Robot Brothel. Folks, I kid you not, as sick and as wild as this sounds, they're already out there, not coming, but already here, sex robots, and even robot brothels.
Nightline, I have an appointment with Harmony. The first sex robot who, without her wig, there is a striking resemblance to the robot in Ex Machina. Harmony, I am already taking over the world. Nightline, she will be available later this year. You can already talk to most of these dolls through a Bluetooth app. Matt M.C. Mullen, founder and president, Abyss Creations LLC. The purchaser can choose personality traits: intellectual, sexual, shy, talkative, kind, insecure. Nightline, what makes the latest model, Harmony, special is she comes equipped with artificial intelligence in her head that actually makes her face move. It's sort of weird how she blinks and everything. It makes her look very real. Matt McMullen, founder and president, Abyss Creations LLC. It's also the learning part of Harmony, where she will actually ask questions about you and remember things. Like, what is your favorite food? Where were you born? How many brothers and sisters do you have? What is your favorite book? And she will remember those facts later in conversation, she might bring it up. Nightline, that's crazy. Narrator, at first glance they appear very human. If you have even seen the ABC show Westworld, you are familiar with the concept. Lifelike robot prostitute, inhabiting an old West brothel. But this isn't Hollywood. This is Houston, where a real-life brothel is coming to town, said to be open by the end of the month. Asking a man in the office. Have you seen what the robots look like? Gerald Tree, legal analyst, no, that's a robot. That's not a robot. Narrator, Gerald Tree says he can't find anything illegal with what the business says they will be offering. Gerald Tree, the difference between human prostitution and artificial prostitution, and therefore, there is no law that I know of that prohibits this as long as it's done where there is not public view of it while it is happening.
Wow. Just when you thought mankind couldn't sink any lower in the depths of sin. Reminds me not only of our opening text in 2 Timothy 3, where it says this kind of wicked, selfish, self-centered, self-loving, society would be without self-control and lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. But it also reminds me of Romans 1 where it says God is pouring out his wrath in this final stage of a wicked society that does things like this.
Romans 1:28-30. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind, to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil.
That is exactly what we are seeing here with these sex robots and robot brothels. They are inventing ways of doing evil with them. Which means, when you see robot brothels and robots you can be intimate with, you know you are in a society that is in the last stages of destruction and we're there now. But that is not the only scriptural place we're in now. This behavior, with all these robots, also reminds me of Revelation 13 and how the Antichrist is going to kill people who do not obey the order to worship him.
Revelation 13:14-15. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed.
So, think about it. How does he do this? This is on a global basis. How does the Antichrist and false prophet kill people anywhere on the planet for not obeying the order to worship the image of the beast? Simple. Just tap into all these AI robots that you now have all over the planet, in all their various forms, in various places from the home, factory, kitchen, out in public, and it won't take long at all. For instance, somebody at work says no, I won't worship the Antichrist, then the assembly robot kills the guy right then and there. Or somebody at home refuses to worship the beast, then their social robot takes them out. Then somebody at school refuses to bow a knee to the Antichrist, so the robot instructor does them in. Or somebody's out in a restaurant when the order goes out, on a global basis, to worship the Antichrist and they laugh and say you're crazy, I'll never do that, then the robot bartender or robot chef stabs him with a knife. Or, maybe, you're in bed watching the news when the broadcast goes out and you say no way to the Antichrist, so your robot companion, right there in bed with you, proceeds to put a knife to your throat. And, if you think all these murderous scenarios with all these robots are just some wild speculation on my part, think again. One thing the media doesn't want you to know is this, robots are already killing people.
Narrator, in 2019 a robot killed a contract worker at a Volkswagen production plant in Germany. The 22-year-old male was part of the team that was setting up the robot when it rammed him and crushed him to death against the metal plate. In 2015, it was reported that a man had been killed by a robot at a car parts factory in India. The 24-year-old worker was adjusting a metal sheet when the robot holding the sheet stabbed him in one of his arms, then one of the wielding stakes plunged forward right into the man's abdomen. In December 2018, a shocking story came out of China. A factory worker was skewed with 10 steel spikes when a robot malfunctioned. Then we have the robot surgeon that killed 144 patients and injured a further 1,391. If this had have been a real person, it would have been the worst serial killer of all time.
Just in time for the 7-year tribulation. How is the Antichrist going to kill anyone, anywhere, on the planet when they disobey his order to worship? Simple. The AI robots that have been placed all around the world, from factory, to home, you name it, we will take care of the problem lickety-split. All current technology, all happening now, just in time for the 7-year tribulation slaughter. Folks, how much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun and it's a huge sign we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said,
Luke 21:28, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up! And so, the point is this. If you are a Christian and you are not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but to a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Don't go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?